感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
And thank God, peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们能够来所安息日，来敬拜神。
And thank God, we can all come here to observe His Sabbath day to worship God.
我们今天早上来学习啊，144,000人。
And this morning, we will learn about 444,000.
这是有关神在末世的救恩。
And this is a salvation in the end time.
圣经里面有关末世神的救恩的道理相当多。
And there are many teaching regarding the salvation of the end times.
从旧约啊、新约有很多的预言跟预表。
And starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there are many prefigurations.
让我们知道说啊，这个末世神兴起他的救恩啊，这本来就是神的一个伟大的计划。
And it is the wonderful salvation plan of God.
但以理书里面啊，尼布甲尼撒王看到一个大金像。
In the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar saw a golden statue.
他说这个金像的脚趾头啊，是一半铁一半泥的。
And the toe of the statue is half made of dirt and half metal.
这象征啊，末世的时候，世界上有很多的国度。
And this prefigures that in the end time there are many kingdoms.
有的强，有的弱。
Some are strong and some are weak.
但是彼此没有办法相合。
But all of them cannot be completed together.
突然间有一个从天上掉下来的大石头。
And then suddenly a great rock will fall from the sky.
就把整个像就把它打碎了。
And will strike down the statue.
然后就变成一座大山。
And the statue will become a great mountain.
神借着但以理说啊，将来世界的国度啊都会消失掉。
And in the end time, all the kingdom will disappear.
但是列国还在的时候，神会兴起一个国度。
But while the nation still exists, God will rise up a kingdom.
这个国度会存到永远。
And this kingdom is everlasting.
这个都是谈到末世的救恩。
And this is all the salvation and the end time.
神所要兴起的一个属灵的国度。
And God will rise up a spiritual kingdom.
然后但以理书的第九章。
And then Daniel chapter 9.
谈到神整个救赎计划有77。
There are 77 regarding the salvation plan.
到了69:7啊，就是主耶稣啊完成十字架的救恩。
And up to the 69:7, this is when Jesus completed salvation.
然后到这个世界末日之前啊，还有最后一个七。
And before the end of the world, there is the last 7.
这个七啊，就是末世的救恩。
And 1:7 is the salvation of the end time.
所以神会跟世人重新坚定盟约。
And so God will make a covenant with men once again.
所以一期的前半就是末世救恩开始的时期。
And so this is the beginning of God's salvation.
到了一期的后半
And the second part of the 7.
从那个行毁坏可憎的如灰而来。
That those who do destruction and evil will come.
那个是最后的大灾难、大逼迫。
And that's the last persecution.
所以从旧约有很多的预言。
And so in the Old Testament there are many prophecies.
现在圣经里面也是一样。
And likewise in the New Testament.
我们要从这个启示录来学习一段。
And so we will learn a passage in Revelation.
我们知道这个启示录就是谈末世的救恩。
And Revelation is talking about the salvation of the end time.
神启示约翰把所看到的异象就把它记录下来。
And God revealed to John to so he can record the visions.
这个内容包括当时就是现在的事，还有末后要成就的事情。
And the content is what is happening now and what will happen in the future.
所以一到三章是谈到当时属徒末期的教会。
And so in Revelation chapter 1-3 talks about the churches of the apostles' time.
第四章开始就是谈到末世的神的教会。
And from chapter 4 onwards talks about the church of God in the end
time. 神有一个宝座出现。
And there is a throne.
也就是神坐在宝座上，要施行末世的救恩。
And God is sitting on the throne to give salvation.
但是也是要施行末世的审判。
He will also judge.
然后接下来就谈到有七个印。
And then there are seven seals.
第一个印打开了以后啊，有一匹白马出来。
And when the first seal is opened, there is a white horse.
啊，这个是末世的救恩开始啊。啊，这一匹白马就是主的啊，主骑在这个马上，要把末世的福音传开。
And so that is the beginning of salvation, and Lord Jesus will ride on the white horse to spread the gospel.
白马跑到哪里啊？末世的救恩就传到哪里。
So wherever the white horse goes, the salvation will spread.
啊，到了十九章说，这一匹白马就变成一个得胜的白马。
And when we go on to chapter 19, this white horse will become victorious.
啊，审判征战都是按着公义的。
And they will judge righteously.
所以这个白马要胜了又要胜。
And this white horse will be triumphant.
啊，第二个印以后啊，这个都是讲到末世世界上的局势。
And the second seal is the situation of the end times.
啊，要有大征战。
And there will be war.
啊，要有饥荒。
And famine.
啊，要有那个很恐怖的。政权啊，好像非常凶猛的野兽一样。
And there will be government that are very fierce like beasts.
啊，有各样的天灾啊，啊，要杀人类的四分之一。
And there are all kinds of natural disasters that will kill one fourth of the
population. 所以这个都是谈到末世的局势跟神在毁灭世界之前啊，怎么为人类预备救恩。
And so those are the situation of the end time and how God will prepare salvation for us.
所以虽然用很多不一样的形容词，但是都是组着一个神所拣选的同样的一个团体。
And so even though there are many different descriptions, but it is describing the group of people that God will choose.
比如说受印的十四万四千人。
For example, the 144,000 that have the seal.
啊，或者是站在玻璃海上的群众。
Or the congregation that stood on the crystal sea.
啊，千年国度啦。
Or the kingdom of
thousands. 圣城新耶路撒冷啊。
And the New Jerusalem.
基督的心腹啦。
And the New Bride of Christ.
都是主着神的救恩呐、啊，就是神的教会。
All of those represent the salvation of God, which is the Church of God.
所以我们啊，先来看启示录第七章。
So they asked into Revelation chapter 7.
啊，第一节到第四节。
Verse 1-4.
启示录七章一节到第四节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 1-4.
说此后，我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风。叫风不吹在地上、海上、格式上。第二节。
Two.
我又看见另有一位天使从入出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使，大声喊着说。第三节。
Three.
地与海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们印了我们神众仆人的额。第四节。
Four.
我听见以色列人各支派中啊，受印的数目有十四万四千人。这里讲到说啊，有四个天使掌管着地上的四角。
And here it tells us that there are four angels standing on the four corners of the earth.
啊，因为他们是要来执行末世啊，大审判呐、啊，啊，要降大灾难在世界的天使。
They are the angels that will judge and they will put on great disasters.
所以这个世界最后啊，会因为罪恶很重啊，所以神会大发烈怒啊。啊、降下空前绝后的大灾难。
And so in the end time, because people are very sinful, so God will send down disasters that have never been seen before.
目的是要来审判天下。
So the purpose is to judge everyone.
所以这里讲的风啊，大暴风是指的大灾难呐、啊。
So here,
大战争。
Here the wind refers to great war and disasters.
我们看耶利米书二十五章。
They are sent to Jeremiah 25.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
耶利米书啊，二十五章三十二节。
Jeremiah 25 verse 32.
说万军的神如主说啊，看啊，必有灾祸从这个国发到那国。并有大暴风啊，从地极刮起。三十三节。
33.
到那日，从地这边直到地那边啊，都有神所杀戮的，并没有人哀哭，不得说念啊，不得葬埋，必在地上成为粪土。这个都是预言到这个末世的大灾难。
So here's prophesizing the great disasters in the end time.
说这个灾难好像大暴风刮起一样。
And this disaster is like a great wind.
所以全地上啊，都有被神所惩罚、所杀戮的人。
And so all over the earth, people are punished and killed.
所以因为死掉的人太多了，根本没有办法去埋葬他。
Because so many are dead, there's no place to bury them.
那、啊、这个灾难完了以后，地上的人呐、啊，所死的啊太多了，所剩下的比金金还要少。
And after this great disaster, more people are slain than those that are alive, and they are like pure gold.
所以这是可怕的末世的大灾难。
So this is the frightening scene of the last.
但是大灾难之前呐、啊，神为人预备救恩。
But before the disaster, God prepared salvation for us.
所以有一位啊，从日出之地上来的天使。
And there is an angel that arises from far.
啊，他拿着永生神的印。
And the angel have the seal of God.
啊，他对那四位天使啊，就是要发动大灾难的四位天使说啊，啊，你们暂时不要伤害。
And he will tell the four angels that came to punish the people to pause.
等我们啊，用印来印神的仆人的额头。
And until we seal the servants of our God.
那、啊、所以后来就听说啊，以色列设印的有144,000人。
And so there are 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel.
那、啊、什么是日出之地的天使？
And so, what is the angel that ascend from the east?
我们知道这个太阳，我们一般都了解从东方出来啊，照到西方。
And we know the sun rise from the east to the west.
所以末世的救恩呢、啊，也是从东方出现。
And so the salvation of the end time will appear from the east.
以西结书43章里面说，神的荣光从东边而来。
And in the book of Ezekiel, it tells us that the glory of God will rise from the east.
所以遍地啊，都会因为神的荣光啊，啊来照耀。
And
得到光明。
All the earth will be shone upon this light.
主耶稣说啊，闪电要从东方啊照到西方。
And Jesus said the lightning will come from the east to the west.
啊，这个闪电啊，就是象征神的灵跟神的道。
And this lightning represents the word of God.
也是告诉我们呢、啊，末世的救恩呢、啊、是要从东方兴起。
And it is telling us that in the end time, the salvation will arise from the east.
所以这个不是我们编出来的，这是圣经写的。
So this is not something we made up. This is written in the Bible.
啊，真正末世的救恩就是从东方兴起。
And the salvation of the end time will arise from the east.
他说有一位日出之地的天使。
And so there is an angel ascending from the east.
啊，这个当然是主的主耶稣啊，因为他是立约的使者。
And because this refers to Lord Jesus, because he is the one that will give us.
啊，借着圣灵啊，啊来建设神的教会。
And through the Holy Spirit, he will build the church of God.
啊，这个神的教会啊，就是啊，因为有完礼圣灵的降临呐、啊，所以拿着永生圣灵的印记。
And this church of God has the letter rain and it has the seal of God.
啊，要来盖神的仆人的额头。
And it will seal the foreheads of the children of God.
所以这个永生神的印啊，就是主着圣灵的印记。
And so this seal refers to the seal of the Holy Spirit.
也就是主耶稣在末世啊兴起他的教会啊传扬啊得到这个完礼的圣灵。
And so God rise up His church, and this church have the latter rain.
啊，要传扬末世的救恩。
And it will preach the salvation of the end time.
神的选民啊，都把他召集过来。
And it will gather the children of God.
所以得到救恩啊，相信的人，神就在他们的额上啊盖印。
And so those that believe in salvation, God will put a seal on their foreheads.
啊，所以这个印记啊，就是证明他们是属神的，神的儿女。
And the seal will show others that they are the children of God.
啊，所以这个末世圣灵降临呐，啊，领受了以后，啊，就会有神给他们的印记。
And so when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the seal from God.
啊，这个印记有两种作用。
And there are two functions to the seal.
一个就是分别出来。
First, you are separated.
我们看以西结书啊，九章第四节。
Yes, turn to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4.
以西结书九章第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4.
九章第四节。
9, verse 4.
神对他说啊，你去走遍耶路撒冷全城。那些因为城中所行可证之事叹息哀哭的人画记号在额上。第五节。
Five.
我耳中听见他对其余的人说要跟随他走遍全城以行击杀你们的眼啊不要顾惜也不要可怜他们。这里讲到这个耶路撒冷城啊充满着罪恶。
Here it tells us the city of Jerusalem is full of evil.
啊，所以神要啊，因为他们的罪恶啊，来惩罚他们。
And so God will punish them because of their sins.
啊，但是在这个之前呢、啊，神兴起一些人呐、啊，啊，有一个人他拿着一个墨盒子。
And so before that, God rise up a person, and he has a box.
啊，天使就告诉他说啊，你要把那个你。要去啊，看到城里面啊，有的为罪哀伤的人，就在他们额上啊啊画印记。
And so he said, you should go through the city and whoever and put a seal on the head of people.
啊，所以将来这个城里面的人呐、啊，因为罪恶被杀了。
And so mark their foreheads and they will be killed because of
their abomination. 啊，但是因为有神的印记啊，神就把它分别出来。
But because those people's forehead are marked, so God will separate.
啊，在审判当中啊，能够保全生命。
And when God is judging them, their life can be kept.
所以这个印记主要就是把神的子民跟一般人把它分别出来。
And so this mark of God is to separate the people of God from.
啊，这个受印记的人在灾难当中能够得到保守，他们不受伤害。
And these people will be kept safe during disasters.
我们看启示录的第九章第四节。
They are sent to Revelation chapter 9 verse 4.
启示录九章第四节。
Revelation chapter 9 verse 4.
说有蝗虫啊，从烟中出来，飞到地上，有能力赐给他们。好像地上蝎子的能力一样。第四节。
4.
并且吩咐他们说啊，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物，并一切树上啊，不应一切的树木，唯独啊，要伤害额上没有神印记的人。所以这也是主的在灾难当中啊，说额上有印记的啊，神吩咐啊。说不要伤害这些人。
So those that have the mark of God on their foreheads, God decree that they shall not be harmed.
啊，唯有那些地上没有神印记的人呐、啊，他们就会受伤害。
And only those without the mark of God on their foreheads will be harmed.
所以我们看到以色列民呐、啊，他们在出埃及之前。
And so we see before the Israelites departed from Egypt.
因为法老王的应签，所以神给他们很多的灾殃。
Because Pharaoh's heart was hard-necked, so God gave him many disasters.
但是神就把以色列人跟埃及人就把他分别出来。
But God separated the Israelites with the Egyptians.
埃及当中啊，到处都灾殃啊，整个都已经啊烂掉了。
And in Egypt, there are so many disasters, and it was almost destroyed.
但是以色列人当中没有灾难。
But among the Israelites, there were no calamities.
所以说，得到神的印记的人，神就知道谁是属他的人。
So those that have the mark of God on their foreheads, they belong to God.
所以在患难当中，有神特别的保守跟眷顾。
So in times of disaster, God will protect them.
我们看马拉基书的第四章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马拉基书四章第一节。Malachi
chapter 4 verse 1.
说万军的神说，那日临近，是如烧着的火炉，凡狂妄的和行恶的，必如碎秸，在那日被烧尽，根本诛条，一无存留。第二节。
Verse 2.
但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的柱头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的回堵。这里讲到说，末世的时候，整个大地好像一个烧着的火炉一样。
And here it tells us, in the end time, the earth is like burning like an oven.
所有骄傲狂妄的、犯罪作恶的人呐。
And all the proud, the wicked, they will be burned up.
那是对敬畏神的人，说好像从圈里面放出来的牛一样，非常的喜乐，蹦蹦跳跳。But
those that are protected by God, they are like fed calves. They are jumping around heaven.
所以这个是有盖印跟没有盖印之间的区别。
And so this is the difference between those that have the mark and those without.
我们再看路加福音21章。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音21章。
Luke chapter 21.
我们看26节。
Verse 26.
21章26节。
21 verse 26.
说天使都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。 27节。27。那时他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀驾云降临。28节。28。所以有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得死的日子近了。这里讲到说，主耶稣在临之前呢。
Here tells us before Jesus descended again.
天使震动，所以人就惶惶不定。The
earth will shake and men will be afraid.
人想到将要临到世界的大灾难，所有的人都吓得魂不附体。And
everyone will be so frightened when they think of the disaster that is about to come.
但对敬畏神的人，说那个时候就是你得到神救赎的时候到了。
But those that worship God, it is the time of their salvation.
Okay, 挺身昂首，来迎接主耶稣基督的再临。
And they can look up and lift up their heads because their redemption draws near.
所以我们知道说，这个盖印非常的重要。
So we know that having the seal or this mark
is very important. 神的儿女的一个记号。
Because it is a sign that you are the children
of God. 神把它分别出来。
And God have separated them.
神有保护他们，让他们不受伤害。
And God will keep them so they are not harmed.
他说这个被盖印的有144,000人。
And there are 144,000 that have this seal.
那我们知道说，这个144,000人，这是一个象征的数目。
And we know this 144,000 is a prefiguration number.
不是一个实际上的数目。
That is not an actual number.
这是代表完全的蒙神所救赎的人的一个总数。
And that represent the complete number of those that are saved.
有的人认为说，前面这个144,000人是从以色列人当中出来。
And some believe this 144,000 are from the Israelites.
第八节以后，这个才是从世界各地出来的选民。
And after verse 8, it is the people that are saved from other tribes.
但是我们真教会不是这样的了解。
But this is not how True Jesus Church explained this.
因为我们知道啊，在旧约时代是受割礼成为神的选民。
Because we know in the Old Testament, through circumcision, you became the chosen people of God.
啊，到了新约时代啊，就是要借着受洗得赦罪，然后神的灵给我们盖印。
And in the New Testament, through baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit, God gave us His seal.
所以到了新约时代啊，已经不分犹太人、希利人。
So in the New Testament, there is no difference between a Jew and a Greek.
所以在耶稣基督里面都合而为一了。
So in Christ, they all become one.
因为肉体上的犹太人不是真犹太人。
Because the fleshly Jews, they are not true Jews.
肉体上的割礼啊，不是真割礼。
The fleshly circumcision is not a true circumcision.
所以说啊，我们现在所受的不是人所受的割礼。
And so what we receive today is not the physical circumcision.
而是借着主耶稣的宝血来赦我们的罪。
It is through the precious blood of Jesus our sins are forgiven.
阿兰路啊，神就给我们盖印，证明我们是属神的儿女。
And Jesus will give us a seal to prove to us that we are the children of God.
啊，所以这个被盖印的，就是主着属灵的以色列人。
And those that have the seal represent the spiritual Israelites.
啊，象征啊得救赎的啊属灵的团体。
And they represent the spiritual group that are saved.
啊，当然从天上啊，神他有一个预定的数目。
And the heaven there is a predestined number.
所以保罗才说啊，外邦人数目满足了，这个救恩再传回到以色列人，以色列家最后全家得救。
And so that is why Paul said, when the numbers of the Gentiles are filled, the gospel will be preached to the Israelites.
啊，所以不是啊，以色列人呐、啊，先盖印，然后再盖其，再拣选其他非以色列人。
So it is not the Israelites that were saved first, and then the others.
啊、其实这两个团体、啊、是一个团体。
But in actual fact, these two groups, they are one group.
啊，这我们慢慢，我们可以从圣经里面来看。
And so we can look at it slowly from the Bible.
那、啊、这个十二个支派里面
，So within these 12 tribes,
我们本来知道、啊、利未支派啊，因为他们是在办理会幕的事情。所以在计算十二支派的时候，原来不计算在里面。
So we know the tribe of Levi, they are not counted as part of the 12 tribes.
所以在分产业的时候啊，就十二个支派在分，利未支派没有分。
So the tribe of Levi, they do not have part of the inheritance.
啊，那在这里啊，就把这个利未支派加进去。
But here they have added the tribe of Levi.
另外一个就是约瑟啊。因为他本来有两个儿子、啊、所以分了两份的产业。
And Joseph have two sons, and they have two portions of the inheritance.
就是以法莲跟马拿西。
Which is Ephraim and Manasseh.
但是我们看到啊，这个以法莲的名字后来没有掉了。
But we can see that here the name of Ephraim is taken out.
用约瑟啊，来代替以法莲。
And they used the name Joseph instead.
啊，当然这个都有属灵的意义在里面。
So all of these have spiritual meanings within.
因为利未人啊，他们是亲近神，在办理啊啊拜神的事情，办理会幕里面的事情。
Because the Levites they drew close to God and they are working in the tabernacle.
所以他们是预表新约的祭司啊，新约我们人人都是祭司。
And so the Levites prefigures in the New Testament that everyone is a priest.
所以利未的名字记在里面。
And so that's why the name of Levi.
两个支派没有了，一个是但跟以法莲。
So two tribes are taken out, which is Dan.
这个两个支派啊，都是最早去拜偶像离开神的。
And Dan and Ephraim are the two tribes that have gone astray and to worship idols.
所以让我们知道说，神是忌邪的神。
So we know that God is a jealous God.
啊，所以离开神啊，拜偶像啊，啊，这个罪恶啊就被神弃绝掉了。
So if you depart from God and you worship idols, then God will forsake you.
啊，这是属灵上的意义。
And that is a spiritual meaning.
不过我们知道说啊，这个十四万四千人是一个完成式。完全数。
But we know that 144,000 is a complete number.
啊，就是象征啊，得救的神的百姓的总数。
It represents the complete number of the people that are saved.
我们按第七章的第九节以下。
So from chapter 7 verse 9 onwards.
这里又讲到 宝座前那无数的群众。
It talks about the congregation in front of the throne.
我们看七章第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
说主啊，我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能够数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊的面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。第十节。
Verse 10.
大声喊着说啊，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。十一节。
11.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四合物的周围，在宝座前面啊，宝座前面伏于地啊，敬拜神。十二节。
12.
说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。这里讲到约翰啊，从后头再看啊，看到有很多的群众啊，但是啊，他算不过来。
And here John sees a vision that there is a great multitude which no one can number.
所以这让我们知道说啊，神有一个定数，但是对人来讲，人不知道。
So it tells us that God has a number, but to men we cannot count.
啊，人主是知道啊，是很多很多的群众啊，从各族、各方、各民来的。
So men can only see that it is a great multitude from all nations, tribes, and people.
他说这些人呐、啊，都站在宝座的面前，宝座和羔羊的面前。
And these multitudes stand before the throne and before the Lamb.
表示说他们已经啊，圣洁啊，没有瑕疵了，所以可以。被引到神的面前。
So those people are without blemish, they are holy, that's why they can stand before God.
所以他可以在神的面前呢、啊，昼夜来侍奉神。
So they can serve God day and night.
所以他们都穿上白衣啊，啊拿着棕树枝。
And they are clothed with white robes and palm branches.
当然，这个白衣啊，主说我们信主受洗了以后啊，啊主耶稣就把光明洁白的细麻衣啊，啊披在我们身上。
And the white robe represents those that have been baptized.
啊，所以我们就披戴耶稣基督啊，耶稣基督的义行归到我们身上。
And we have put on Christ, and the righteousness of Christ are on us.
哦，我们就名分上啊，神称我们是圣徒。
And so, in terms of our name, God calls us as holy believers.
啊，但是我们努力行神的道啊，啊，慢慢追求圣洁完全呐、啊，啊，让我们呐、啊，啊。能够把神的义行出来、啊、真正的穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
But if we have good action and we have good deeds, then we can truly put on this white robe.
啊，拿着棕树枝啊，这个棕树枝是代表欢乐，代表得胜的意义。
And the palm branches represent victory and joy.
啊，他们又大声的高喊说：“愿荣耀归给坐宝座的真神呐、啊！”
They cry out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God,
啊、归给羔羊
who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
所以他们就在神的宝座前呐、啊，他们在那里呀、啊，昼夜在敬拜神。
And so, in front of God and the throne, they worship God day and night.
啊，所以这些、啊、穿白衣从各族来的群众啊
，And so these multitude dressed in white robes,
其实就是啊，前面被盖印的十四万四千人。
Those are the 144,000 that have the seal.
那是不一样的两个镜头。
And so this is two different scenes.
前面是开始盖印的时候。
In the beginning, they put a seal on their forehead.
另外一个镜头啊，就是他们已经啊，在世界上受过患难，受过各样的考验。
And the other scene is they have gone through all kinds of tribulation and
trials. 他已经成圣完全，已经。进到神的宝座前、啊啊、在那边、啊、歌颂神。
And they have become victorious, and they are in front of God, worshiping and praising.
所以十三节以下说、啊、长老当中有一个问约翰说、啊、你知道这些穿白衣的从哪里来吗
？In verse 13, there is one elder's answer saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes?"
约翰就回答说、啊：“我的主啊，你是知道的。”
And John replied, "I'm sure you know."
啊，然后这个长老就对他说：“这些人都是从大患难出来的，
And the elders said, these are the ones who come out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white.
所以他们可以昼夜在神的殿中侍奉他，神用帐幕护庇他们。
And therefore, they are before the throne of God. They serve Him day and night. And
他们不再饥饿干渴啊，太阳炎热都没有办法伤害他们。
And they shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore, and the sun shall not strike them.
因为他们生活在生命水的泉源啊，神把他们的眼泪啊，通通擦干掉了。
Because God led them to the living fountain of water, and God wiped away every tear from their eyes.
所以这些啊，是被盖印的人，但是他们经过了环境的考验。
And so these people have the seal, and through the trials of the environment,
他们已经成圣完全了。
They have become victorious, and they are perfect.
所以是从大患难过来的，现在啊。 完全了，都在神的面前啊，作为来侍奉神。
And so after the great tribulation, these people come before God to serve Him day and night.
所以呢，我们知道说啊，我们信徒虽然被拣选、被盖印。
So we know that even though the believers have been chosen and they have the seal.
但不是说我们在肉体上，我们都不会遭遇到什么患难，也不会有什么病痛。
It does not mean that we will not encounter any illnesses.
而是虽然我们信主的过程还是一样的，经过很多环境的考验磨练。
And during our process of believing, we will be trialed and tested.
但是这些磨练呢，都是要让我们呢更加成圣完全。
But these trials will help us to become more perfect.
让我们的信心呢也达到完美，好像晶晶一样。
So that our faith can be trained, so we are like pure
gold. 所以他们经过了神的考验，能够忍耐到底，最后就成圣完全了。
So through the trials of God, those that can persevere till the end, they will become perfect.
所以保罗说啊，我们要进到神的国啊，都是会经历许多的艰难。
And Paul said, when we want to enter the kingdom of God, we will encounter difficulties.
所以信徒还是会经过环境上的考验。
So the believers will be tested through the environment.
好像约伯虽然是一个义人。
Just like even though Job is a righteous
man. 但是他也遭遇到了很大的一个灾难。
But he went through a great tribulation.
他一开始他不了解。
In the beginning, he does not understand.
他后来慢慢的明白。
But later on, he started to understand.
所以他说啊，我经过试炼以后啊，我就会比金金更宝贵。
And through great tribulation, he will become precious.
虽然我这个肉体啊有一点朽坏了，但是我会在肉体之外啊，来看到神。
He's more precious than refined gold, and even though his body will disintegrate, but he will worship God.
在患难当中啊，体验到神的美意。
And in times of tribulation, he experienced the goodwill of God.
所以最后他说啊，我从前风闻有神啊，但是我现在亲眼看到神啊。So
Job said, "I've heard of you, but now I have seen you."
所以神让我们在患难当中啊，来试验我们，就是要让我们更加的完全。
So God tests us and gives us trials so that we can become more perfect.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各书一章第二节。James
chapter 1 verse 2.
我的弟兄们啊，你们乐在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。第三节。Verse
3.
因为我们知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。第四节。Verse
4.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。所以雅各在这里谈到说啊。 我们信徒会经过试炼。
And so James tells us that as believers we will go through trials.
试炼了以后啊，我们最后会达到存钱没有缺陷。
And in the end we will become complete, lacking nothing.
所以在十二节说啊，经过了试验以后啊，将来就能够得到那个生命的冠冕。
And verse 12 tells us, those that endure temptation, they will receive the crown of life.
所以我们的信仰生活啊，一定会经过患难的，经过磨练的。
So our journey of faith, we will be tested and we will go through
tribulation. 基督徒的患难跟世上的患难是不一样的。
But the tribulation of the Christian is different from the worldly disasters.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第二节。
Romans 5 verse 2.
五章的第二节。
5 verse 2.
说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中啊，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。第三节。
3.
不但如此啊，就是在患难中啊，也是欢欢喜喜的。一律知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵啊，将神的爱啊浇灌在我们的心里。所以我们能够站在神的恩典当中啊啊，欢欢喜喜享受神的恩惠。
And so we can stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
但是有时候也会让我们遇到些患难试验。
And sometimes we will encounter disasters and tribulation.
因为是要磨练让我们啊能够更有耐力，更加全备。
It is to try us so that we can have more perseverance.
我们经过考验以后，我们对神能够有坚定的信心啊，对未来有坚定的盼望。
And through trials, we can have a stronger faith towards God, and we can have a hope for
the future. 而且我们在试炼当中啊，神借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And in trials, God will water us with the Holy Spirit.
所以说你在患难当中还是欢欢喜喜的，因为你知道神的美意。
And so that is why we can still rejoice in tribulation, because you know this is the will of God.
而且有神的同在，神的看顾啊，神的安慰啊，神也会为我们开路。
And you will have the abundance and the help from God, and God will also comfort you.
所以当我们经过了患难以后，经过考验以后啊，我们就能够成圣完全呐。
And through tribulation and trials, you will become complete.
而既然你经过了一些患难的考验呐。他说再来再大的患难啊，我们就不足以介意了。
And since you have been tested through trials, then in the future you will persevere.
我们再看启示录的十四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 14.
启示录的十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十四章第一节。
14 verse 1.
说我又看观看啊。见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，啊，都有他的名，还有他父的名写在额上。这里讲到说，羔羊站在锡安上。
And it says, "Behold, a lamb standing on the Mount Zion."
我们知道这个羔羊啊，就是主的耶稣基督。
And we know the lamb represents Lord Jesus.
锡安山就是。主着神的圣山
，and Mount Zion represents the holy mountain of God.
啊，就是主着建造圣殿的耶路撒冷。
It represents the temple of the Jerusalem.
我们知道这个地上的耶路撒冷城啊，已经被拆毁掉了。
And we know the earthly Jerusalem has been destroyed.
啊，所以这里所讲的锡安山圣城是指天上的圣城，就是主着神的教会。
So it is referring to the heavenly holy city, which is the church of God.
所以希伯来书十二章里面说啊，我们今天是来到啊。天上的耶路撒冷，属灵的锡安山。
And so that is why the book of Hebrews tells us we are here in the holy city of Jerusalem.
啊，这里是神的所有众长主聚会的所在。
And this is where all the elders and the congregation.
啊，神在这个山上作王。
And God is king of this.
啊，这个圣城里面呢、啊，哎呦。耶稣基督做中保，还有耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
In this holy city, God, Jesus is our mediator, and he is the precious
blood. 还有千千万万的天使啊，啊，在为承受救恩的人来效力。
And there are tens of thousands of angels that will serve those that are saved.
所以这里谈到说，羔羊就站在锡安山，就是神跟他的教会啊同在。
So here tells us the lamb is standing on Mount Zion, meaning that God is with his church.
而跟羔羊在一起的就是被盖印的十四万四千人。
And those that are with the lamb is the 144,000 that have the seal.
说除了这个十四万四千人啊，从地上买来的人以外，不再有其他得救的人了。
And apart from these 144,000, there are no others.
啊，他们呢，都有羔羊的名，还有神的名写在他们的额头上面。
And they all have the name of the Lamb on their forehead.
因为神亲自给他们盖印，证明这是属神的儿女。
Because God marked them with a seal to tell them that they belong to God.
啊，他们呢，在啊神的面前呢，歌颂赞美神。
And they sing praises in front of God.
说这个声音是从天上来的。
And this voice comes from heaven.
啊，好像重水，很多多水的声音，好像打雷的声音，又好像弹琴的琴声。
They are like the voice of the water, like the voice of loud thunder, and like a voice of the harpist.
这都是跟我们在祷告、歌颂、赞美的声音啊，是一样的。
And these are the sound of us praying and singing hymns.
啊，说这十四万世间人啊，就在宝座前唱新歌。
And these 144,000 sang a new song in front of
the throne. 这个新歌啊，说地面上其他的人啊，没有一个人可以唱。
And this new song, no one except the 144,000, no one can sing it.
只有这十四万四千人。
Only the 144,000.
因为他们是被救赎的神的选民。
Because they are the redeemed people.
啊，所以在神的面前呐，从内心里面发出歌颂赞美的声音。
And so that's why they can sing praises before God.
啊，这个歌声啊，不是学来的。
And the song it cannot be learned.
而是蒙救赎的人呐，很自然的一种歌颂赞美的声音。
And this is a very natural voice for those that have been redeemed.
他说，除了十四万四千人以外啊，没有人可以唱这新歌了。
And apart from the 144,000, no one else can sing it.
啊，这些人呐，都是没有污秽的圣洁的神的子民。
And these people are without blemish, they are holy.
所以羔羊无论到哪里去，他们就跟随主到底。
So wherever the lamb go, they will follow him.
啊，完全的顺服，跟着主的脚中啊，一步一步的行。
They are very submissive, they follow the footsteps of God.
啊，能够排除各样的困难呢，能够跟主到底。
And they can get rid of all kinds of difficulty to follow God till the end.
所以他们的嘴中啊，查不出谎言。
And from their mouth there was found no deceit.
啊，他们都是成圣完全的。
And they are triumphant and are holy.
啊，所以这个十四万四千人呐，就被盖印的，也就是神从地上所造来的属神的子民。
So these 144,000 people have the seal on their forehead. They are people God have chosen.
啊，这些得胜的圣徒啊，在患难当中有神的特别保守。
And during the tribulation, these people are protected by God.
我们再看启示录十五章。
Now let's look at Revelation chapter 15.
说天使啊，就要把那个神的七灾啊，七大碗啊，降在地面上。
That the angel will pour down the seven bowls.
啊，这个是神最后的刑罚，也是空前绝后的大灾难。
And this is the last disaster, and there's nothing came before after this.
啊，在这个灾难的时候啊，虽然地面上有大灾难
，Even though there's a great disaster on earth,
但是这些十四万四千人呐、啊，这些被神所拣选的人，他们就好像站在一个玻璃海上面。
But these 144 people that were chosen, they are standing on a crystal sea.
啊，拿着琴啊，在唱摩西的歌啊，在唱羔羊的歌。
And so on the sea of glass, they sing the hymns.
我们看十五章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 2.
十五章第二节。
15 verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣那兽和兽的像。并他名字四目的人都站在玻璃海上面，拿着神的琴。第三节
，verse three，
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大在其在，万世的王啊，你的道途亦在。第四节
，verse four，
主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归给你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你的面前敬拜，因为你的公义作为啊，已经显明出来了。说这些人呢、虽然神降大灾啊，有七灾连续的降到这个地面上来。
And so even though there are seven calamities that landed upon them,
啊，他们在大灾难当中啊，得到神特别的保守。
And within these seven last plagues, God saved them.
好像站在那个玻璃海上面。
They are standing on a sea of glass.
啊，虽然有苦掺杂，就是有各样的患难啊，临到世界啊，但是他们非常的平静、安稳，非常的祥和啊啊，生活在神的恩中。
And so they are like standing on a sea of glass mingled with fire, and God protected over them.
啊，在患难当中啊，拿着琴不断的歌颂赞美神。
In times of these great plagues and tribulation, they have harps.
他们所唱的就是摩西的歌啊，啊跟羔羊的歌。
And they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
摩西的歌，我们知道他们过红海以后，百姓在那边呢，大声歌颂赞美神呢，神怎么为他们征战，让他们得胜。
And we know the song of Moses is when the Israelites sing those songs to praise God when God saved them.
羔羊的歌啊，也是他怎样得胜这个撒旦呢？啊，得到天上地下的权柄。
And the song of Lamb is when Jesus overcome the Satan.
那我们呢、啊，能够靠着他来得到永恒的救恩呢、啊、
？And through him we can have the salvation.
啊，所以凡是得救的选民呢、啊，他们就从内心里面呢、啊，啊，不断的欢呼、歌颂、赞美啊，唱出得胜的喜乐歌了。
And so those chosen people they kept on singing and praising God.
啊，所以这就是啊，得救的144,000人。
So these are the 144,000 that are saved.
感谢主啊，我们就是这被盖印的144,000人。
And thank God we are those that have the seal on our foreheads.
啊，所以我们要求主耶稣保守我们，一生一世都在神的恩中。
So we need to ask God to protect us, so we can be under His grace throughout our life.
啊，虽然有很多的患难在我们的生活环境当中。
Even though there are many disasters among our lives,
啊，但是我们知道，我们有神特别的保守跟眷顾。
But we know that we have the protection of God.
啊，好像主耶稣说，我把平安赐给你们。
And just like Jesus said, I have given you peace.
虽然你们在世上有患难。
Even though you have tribulation in this world.
但是你们在我里面有平安。
But in me you have peace.
因为我已经胜过了世界。
And for I have overcome the earth. Well,
他又说、啊、我是给你们的平安跟世界上的平安不一样。
And the peace I give you is different from the peace of this world.
不管这个环境啊，灾难有多大。
It doesn't matter about your environment or how great the tribulation.
啊，但是我们一直生活在神的恩典当中。
But we are living under the grace of God.
主的平安永远在我们的心中做主。
And the peace of God will always be in our hearts.
任何困难的环境，我们还是靠主喜乐啊，还是可以欢欢喜喜的。
In all kinds of difficult environment, we can still rely on God to have joy.
啊，这是十四万四千人。
And these are the 144,000.
我们来唱诗442首。
They are singing 442.
442首。
442.